Hello and welcome to I Don't Feel 50 Radio, digital and online. Brought to you by www.idf50.co.uk. This is I Don't Feel 50 Radio, and today we're off to Canada to talk to IDF 50 admin and computer forum moderator, Casapris. Hi, Cass, are you there?
I am, Graham. How are you?
I'm great. It is great to hear from you. It's 10 o'clock here, and what is it?
It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon, obviously, here. Bright, sunny day. It's like 26 degrees. I'm looking out my window, about 26 degrees, bright and sunny at the moment.
I've been doing a bit of homework on you, Cass, thanks to our dear friends Wikipedia. I know you live in Kelowna. Is that how you call it?
Kelowna? It's Kelowna. Kelowna.
Kelowna. Better get this.
Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada.
And according to Wiki, it's 283 miles east of Vancouver. Is that correct?
It's about a four-hour drive east of Vancouver. I'm in the central interior of the province of British Columbia, right near the American border.
And how often do you do that drive down to Vancouver?
Oh, we like to go about once a month. Vancouver's still the cultural center for me, so we like to go down there once, maybe twice a month, actually. It's a four-hour drive, so it's not out of the question for just a weekend jot there and back, or even a day jot there and back.
Do you have to put the foot down for that? Is there limits on the speed, or what the road's like?
We've got a couple of new highways here, relatively new highways. One of them, for the most part, it's like between the 6 and 8 lanes all the way into Vancouver. We've got a connector that rises over from our valley to the next valley. It's for the most part, 80 to 100 kilometers per hour would be the speed limit. I tend to go faster. I drive a sports car. But no, it's fair freewheeling when we get on the road. There are the occasional speed trap, and of course it is a mountainous terrain, so there's twisty turning in some spots. And in Vancouver proper, of course, we've got the busy traffic down there during the drive home period, same as everywhere else. But four and a half hours is a leisurely drive.
You remind me of our dear friend Lord Plywood, south of the border there. He's a bit of a speed man. He's travelling all over the place. But the other thing from Wiki, I hear it's Kelowna Grizzly Bear. Where does that come from?
Grizzly Bear is the Okanagan Indian dialect word for... Kelowna is the Okanagan Indian dialect word for Grizzly Bear. Actually, it's the Okanagan Indian dialect word for very large bear, but grizzlies being the one we most relate to here.
Did you see many of them around your door?
They're not too far away, Graham. I can walk a 20-minute walk from my door and maybe a 4 or 5 minute drive, and I'm into their territory. Now, I should say that there's a larger preponderance of black bear and a slightly smaller preponderance of brown bear around here. I mean, we see we see those in our backyards fairly regularly. But as I say, we're not that far from the grizzly territories.
Another thing that surprised me is you get pretty hot weather there. It's right up into sometimes hits the 40s, is that?
We've had 40, 44, 45. Matter of fact, we had one ball tournament last summer where people were coming in from all over Canada and were amazed to walk into 44-degree weather for 9 days straight. The Okanagan Valley, just to explain, the Okanagan Valley is in the upper regions of the same desert that Palm Springs, California is in, the Sonoran Desert. So we have fairly desert-like conditions around here, surprisingly. We're also buffered on either side of us by some very large mountain ranges which deflect a lot of the wet weather, if you like, and a lot of the cold weather in the summertime is deflected away from us. So we're sitting in the little Shangri-La here.
It's not my image of Canada. I think the winter sports with Canada. You miss the cold winters where you are?
Well, I do and I don't. Back in the day when I used to ski all the time and played hockey all the time, I mean, most Canadians do that. I was able to do that. I did quite a bit of it. Now that I'm not able to do it anymore, of course, I miss it a little bit. But I still, there are times in the Okanagan where I can run up to the ski hill in the morning. And back in the day when I was used to ski, I'd be doing powder skiing in the morning and I'd come back in the afternoon and play around the golf. down in the valley. So as I say, it's a bit of a Shangri-La here. I like to think we're not all that different in some portions of Sweden and Norway in many regards, and we're also not that different than some portions of Croatia and Bosnia in that regard. So kind of a mixed bag, actually.
Sounds a bit idyllic, actually. I don't think I could really take the cold winters. But talking about weather, when we're talking about the hot weather, takes us back to the forest fires you had. And, of course, everybody on IDF 50 remembers when you got badly burnt. They was asking me, how's Cass these days? Is he fit? Back to full health? And how are you?
Well, I like to tell my friends I'm still vertical. That's kind of a description. How do I put this? I'm about 65% of what I was after my accident in 96, which was put me to about 65% of what I was prior to that. So I'm coming along. I think I've pretty much reached a plateau as far as healing is going to go. Still got some burn marks. Mostly it's, joint and soft tissue damage is the bigger issue for me, but I'm fine. I still get along. How do I put it? I don't know how many people were aware, but in 1996, I was riding my bicycle, and as a result of somebody's negligence, I wound up with a broken neck and 17 other broken bones. So that knocked me off my peg a little bit. And then, fast forward to 2009, when the fires were happening and the horses took over, that knocked me back a little bit more. So basically, I'd started... almost finished my recovery from one when I was subjected to the other. So, but I'm not complaining. Back in 1996, should have been roadkill, so you won't hear me complain about the odd achy painy anymore. But I thank the IDFers for their good wishes and their prayers. They did help me along. But all things considered, I'm doing fairly well.
Amazing. I like some of your terminology. Get a bit tongue-tied here, but the knocking you off your peg, that's a nice how did you find IDF originally?
Way back, I go back again. This is pretty, you are a derivative, if you like, of that same bicycle accident in 96. After that, I was homebound for several years, actually, and doing very little, and I had my computer. I'd had an issue one afternoon that I couldn't solve, and I Googled. And lo and behold, IDF 50 came up as one of the sources for an answer. That was back in the days when Dr. Ian McDonald, Dr. Mack, was still with you, or with us all, actually. And they were very nice to me. They welcomed with open arms. They solved my problem. And from that point forward, I was pretty much hooked.
We've been so lucky on IDF 50, especially in the computer forum. You mentioned our dear friend, the late Dr. Mack, who you took over the torch from, and the computer forum is so respected, and I've got to thank you, and I know on behalf of all the members of IDF 50, all the work and all the help, hundreds of people you've helped with their computers, and we're so, so grateful for that, Cass.
You know, Graham, you're very, very welcome. I mean, I have to thank you, obviously, for providing us with the forum, but... over the years, I've often told the people that when I think back to where I was with my computer and the work I needed and the help I needed, and it was given so freely by the IDFers way back, that it when it came time to pick up the torch, as you say, it wasn't a difficult decision to make. It's the least, at the very least, I can do to give a little bit back to the people that did so much for me. So, and you are one of them. I don't think you get enough respect or enough admiration for the forum you provide for us. So I thank you on that in that regard.
Don't let's go there. It's getting a mutual admiration society. Look, Cass, it's wonderful to speak to you. It's great, we must do this again. But for now, thanks for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you.